If I mention the band, the Black Keys, you might hear something like this. But on their new album, Delta Cream, the Black Keys are, as the song says, going down south. Here's their version of the R.L. Burnside classic. In fact, the entire album is an homage to the Mississippi Blues with covers from Burnside, David Jr. Kimbrough, and Mississippi Fred McDowell. Again, the album is Delta Cream, and joining me now are founding members of the Black Keys, Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney. Welcome. It's great to speak with both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Dan, we read that Going Down South is one of your favorites. Why does it work for you?
Ooh, you know, we'd never tried to play that song before, and when we did, I tried to sing in the full voice like R.L. used to, but it didn't really work so well. So I just tried it with the falsetto and we just went for it. But, you know, that was one of the songs that I saw R.L. play when I was 18. You know, I saw him in Cleveland, Ohio, play with Kenny Brown on guitar and his grandson, Cedric. And it's always been one of my favorites of his.
Let's talk about, you know, your history with this music. The entire album is a nod to your roots as a band in Mississippi Hill Country Blues. But you got to explain that. How did a couple of guys from Akron get into music like that, Patrick?
Dan grew up listening to the blues through his uncle Tim and his dad. And the weird thing is that, you know, we grew up about a couple hundred feet from each other, but we were great apart. And independent of each other, we both kind of stumbled across R.L. Burnside. And our brothers kind of figured out that we were listening to the same dude, and we got together and started jamming. In 2001, I had this little kind of recording device, and I was going to record. Dan had a bar band. I was going to record them. The other guys he was playing with didn't show up, so it was just Dan and I hanging out, and Dan said, why don't you just go play drums? And we went down in the basement, and we recorded five RL and Junior covers and made this demo, and we just formed a band right there on the spot. So, I mean, literally the band wouldn't exist if it weren't for these guys, and we've covered their music on the first couple records. But, you know, it seems like we kind of were due to pay a proper homage to these dudes.
But why now? Why make this album of Mississippi Blues in this?
Because everything we do is an accident, essentially. Like, the band formed accidentally, and then this record came about because we had just finished a huge arena tour. And we came back to Nashville, and Dan, you know, he has a record label called Easy Eye, and he's making a record for one of his artists, a singer named Robert Finley. And he decided to have Kenny Brown, who was R.L. Burnside's slide guitarist, come up, and Eric Deaton, a bass player who had played with Junior Kimbrough. So he was cutting this record with these guys, and he invited me to come to the studio to jam.
Let's get to another song on Delta Cream. It's called Crawling Kingsnake, a classic. Here's your take on it.
Well, I'm a crawling kingsnake.
We were definitely referencing Junior Kimbrough's version, which was so unique. And, you know, that's just the beautiful thing about American music is it's the ultimate melting pot. And that's where all of the best music comes from, is when it starts to mix and get filtered by different regions. And that's the good stuff for us, you know. And Junior Kimbrough, he had his own sound, and it was so unique and so identifiable. And it couldn't have been from anywhere else but Northern Mississippi.
Crawl up to your window.
Is it true that you made this album over the course of 2 days with no rehearsals? Is that normal?
Yeah, so we were doing the session the day before, and I had Kenny Brown in the studio for the first time, and I was playing with Eric Deaton. I knew Pat would love it, so he came over, and we just started recording songs. I mean, we never talked about doing a record. We just kind of spent the afternoon jamming and playing. We had a percussionist there, Sam Bacco, and, you know, so Black Keys have never recorded with a percussion player. We've never recorded with a bass player. We'd never played with Kenny Brown. So it was this amazing combination of these old songs that we knew them so well, they're in our subconscious. We hadn't played them in years, but we're playing with all these new people. So it was like this brand new experience. It was really amazing.
But the two of you have been playing together for 20 years now, right? I mean, how has your relationship with each other changed over those years and your approach to the music?
I mean, we've grown up together. You know, we've learned how to do all this together. The band started accidentally, like I said, like September of 2001. And our whole goal was like we wanted to make a record. From there, you know, we went on to playing Madison Square Garden and headlining Coachella. And when Dan called me after we just came back from, you know, doing 35 arena dates, and he wanted me to come jam with Kenny Brown, it was like there was a no-brainer. It was like, this is exactly what we got into this for.
Are you still friends after all these years?
Absolutely. We've been through a lot. I've spent more time with Dan than I have at this point with my parents, with any partner romantically. You know, we have spent a lot of time together. We've lasted longer than like Led Zeppelin and the Beatles combined. A long time.
Pat, you're the drummer. Have you ever sang on a Black Keys album?
My first vocal appearance is at the very top of Delta Cream when I ask Dan if he's ready. I sing to my son, and that's the only time. I got an F in music in sixth grade. This is a true story.
Wow.
My music teacher, and I'm going to call her out by name, Mrs. Boys Green. She made me sing This Country Tis of Thee in front of the class, and I turned bright red, and she gave me an F in music.
Wow.
Yeah, and now I have 5 Grammys.
Wow.
Wow, never told me that. That's
yeah.
Crazy.
Is that true? That's really why you don't sing?
That's psycho.
It traumatized me to no end, and I love singing. I'm married to a great singer. I'm in a band with a great singer. I can do a pretty good version of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star at this point, but that's all I got.
Well, that's amazing. I'm sure if you haven't told that story before, your fans will love to hear it. Let's listen to another song. Here's your take on Junior Kimbrough's Stay All Night.
Stay all night. Stay a little long. Pull off your clothes and throw them in the cold. And love me, girl. Love me, baby. Love me, baby. Love me,
to ask you about the cover art on this album. It's very interesting. It's William Eggleston's photo of a little food shack with a sign Delta Cream on the front. Tell me about that picture. What had inspired you about it, and why are you using it with this album?
Eggleston has been Pat and I, our favorite photographer for years. You know, we both probably own all his books, and we're pretty much obsessed with him. And when we were thinking about an album cover, we're thinking about Eggleston, but we weren't sure that it would be possible, you know. But we reached out and we told him what the project was. And he was such a supporter of music, and especially Mississippi music. And this photograph was taken in northern Mississippi, too. And so they granted our request and let us use a photograph. And it's like a dream come true. It's such an amazing thing to have one of his photos on the cover.
A cool story that Kenny Brown shared with us a couple weeks ago was Dan and I have been watching this black and white footage of R.L. Burnside playing solo electric guitar at a house party. We showed it to Kenny. He's like, you know what's crazy? He's like, that was filmed on Eggleston's camera. They borrowed it to shoot that, and he was there. That's the coolest thing about this record to me, is that we grew up listening to these guys, listening to this music, and Dan had me over to his studio because he had two of the makers here, and it gave me chills. It was like the same feeling I got the first time I heard Dan play. It's cool to find ourselves 20 years later in the exact same spot.
And now you're the heroes to the young musicians out there. The founders of the Black Keys, Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney. The new album of Mississippi Blues Classics is called Delta Cream. Great to speak with you both. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I want to leave you with another R.L. Burnside song. This is the Black Keys version of Poor Boy, A Long Way From Home. By the way, Dan and Pat mentioned blues musician Robert Finley. I actually interviewed Finley back in 2016 when he was making a recording debut at the age of 63. We've got that interview and more from the Black Keys at hereandnow.org.